This is Dakota Datebook for February 13th. On this date in 1929, residents of Ward County mourned the loss of James H. Schofield, a longtime resident and pioneer of the state. He passed away just a few days earlier from a heart condition, following a bout with influenza, marking the end of a prosperous and varied life. Schofield was born in Rochester, Minnesota in 1857. He moved to Dakota Territory as a young man in the early 1880s, living near Candu, and also in Grand Forks and Devil's Lake. He moved to Minot in 1886, when the Great Northern Railroad established the town site where it had halted its western expansion for the winter. Schofield soon entered the local political scene, running for mayor in 1887. Marshall McClure, publisher of the Minot Optic newspaper, acted as his campaign manager. According to later reports, the night before the election, scores of people quickly applied for naturalization so they could cast their vote. The Jamestown Weekly Alert reported, Minot, the year-old and vigorous infant of the Mouse River, had been under the watchful nursing of editor McClure and the other able rustlers long enough to hold a triumphant election for city officers, in which the people's ticket got there, and don't you forget it. The Bismarck Tribune also noted, Minot, the boomtown, held its charter election on Saturday last, and it would have done the heart of the Bismarck old-timer good to have seen the balloters zigzag to the polls with the flourish of whoop and a fringe for enthusiasm. There were two candidates for mayor, one a gambler and a saloon keeper, J.H. Schofield, and the other a hardware dealer named Scott. As will be seen, the town does not go much on hardware. Schofield became the first mayor of Minot. He was afterward involved in multiple political ventures, playing a part in moving the Ward County seat from Burlington to Minot and eventually getting elected as treasurer of the county in 1894. Outside of politics, he found a world of agriculture open to him. He established a livery and sale stable in Minot in 1888 and then got into the sheep business, running a ranch outside of town, as well as a separate farm. Later, he got into the farm implement business. James Schofield was an interesting character in the tapestry of North Dakota's early history and left a legacy of history with his passing. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.